With Arctic high pressure settling over the region, we'll have a mostly sunny but unseasonably cold day around the northeast with highs in the teens to low 20s and just a hint of an occasional breeze. Now, that being said, there'll be a few extra clouds around for the southern half to one-third of the region, with a weak disturbance over the mid-Atlantic continuing its eastward trek. We'll have a quiet, clear, and cold overnight with sun to start on Thursday as well. Now, it won't be quite as cold to start tomorrow as it was this morning when most areas are down below zero, but it will be cold overnight with lows in the single digits, mainly above zero, headed into Thursday. The Arctic high pressure will then begin to slide east of the region, clearing the way for an approaching clipper to move on through on Thursday night. Now, that may bring a little bit of light snow for parts of the region, but that will be mainly north of the Capital District and only a light accumulation with a few inches at most in spots. Another Arctic cold front will sweep through on Friday, knocking daytime highs back into the teens around the region. There may be a few snow squalls with that Arctic frontal passage as well. Much of the weekend looks quiet with a brief moderation in temperature, especially on Sunday. We will be watching Sunday closely as the models are hinting at a coastal storm forming up while a northern stream clipper moves towards southern Quebec. So far, there's very little agreement between the models as to what the inland extent of that snowfall from the coastal storm will be, but for now, it looks mainly east of the region, delivering a decent-sized snowfall across portions of New England. But it is very early, and with little agreement between the models, the confidence in that storm's forecast is quite low for the time being. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast, and in fact, the risk for thunderstorms appears negligible across much of the U.S. today. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a low of 35 below zero at Cotton, Minnesota yesterday to a high of 84 degrees yesterday at Naples, Florida. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s and a northeast wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. In Boston, a slight chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-20s and a north wind around 5 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, it'll be sunny with a high near 20, wind chill values as low as 10 below early in the day as winds become south between 5 and 10 miles an hour this morning. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 30 degrees with a record of 66 set in 1932. Normal minimum temperature is 14 degrees with a record of 24 below zero set in 1957. Sunrise and sunset data for today, January the 14th, sunrise at 7:23 a.m. and sunset at 4:45 p.m. For tomorrow, January the 15th, sunrise at 7:23 a.m., sunset 1 minute later at 4:46 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Today, mostly sunny. It'll be cold with highs in the upper teens. Light and variable winds becoming south around 5 miles an hour later this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight. Cold with lows in the middle single digits below zero. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly to mostly sunny today. It'll be cold with highs in the mid-20s and a light and variable wind becoming east around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above and a light and variable wind. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown. Mostly sunny today, not as cold, with highs near 20, an east wind around 5 miles an hour becoming south this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, not as cold, with lows right near zero, and a northwest wind around 5 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny today, it'll be cold with highs near 20 degrees, a light and variable wind becoming northeast around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, not as cold with lows in the middle single digits above zero and a light and variable wind. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny and cold today with highs in the lower 20s, a light and variable wind becoming southeast around 5 miles an hour this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, not quite as cold with lows in the middle single digits above zero and a light and variable wind. Your extended forecast region-wide for Thursday, mostly sunny to start, highs in the low and mid-20s. Friday, a chance of morning snow showers, otherwise partly sunny with highs in the mid and upper teens. Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the low to mid-20s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, highs in the low to mid-30s. And Monday, clearing skies, windy and colder, highs in the mid-20s to near 30 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Katarina.